Almost 25 to 11, and guess what? We have in the studio, oh gosh, it's Josh.
Morning.
And we also have... Did we ever give you a nickname?
Nope.
Oh, yes, we did. It's Hair Bear.
No.
It's Alicia, that's it. Yep. I remember now. Morning, Alicia. How are you?
Morning, I'm right.
Yeah, you said earlier on you were tired.
Yeah, but not anymore.
All youngsters are tired. Not anymore, right, okay. Are you tired, Josh?
No.
No, okay, right. So, we got some questions.
Yep.
Okay, first of all, have you had a good week at college?
Yep.
You've done some cooking since last
week?
Yep,
we made brownies yesterday.
Oh, and you made brownies as well, Josh?
Yes.
Did you eat them?
Yes.
Because you didn't eat the last lot, did you? The last lot of stuff you made. Did you? And I thought, well, okay, you must have been so bad. But these brownies must have been so good if you ate them yourself. Did you take any home for anybody else or not?
Took me home.
You took a few home. What, to eat yourself?
No.
What about you, Alicia? Did you eat them all?
Only one, but my sister... And I realised my sister likes brownies.
Oh,
but
right.
She had them. I won't mind. I gave them to her because she loves them.
Oh, okay. It's generous, isn't it?
I won't mind.
Didn't bring any in for us, did you? All right, so you got some questions in?
Yep.
I haven't got any. I've been that busy, so I do apologise. You got a question, Josh?
Yes.
Go on, let's start with one of yours in, because you haven't written yours down.
Has your pet ever made you laugh?
Oh, crikey, yeah. Yeah, many times. Got two cats, as you know, Dave and Doris. They are forever making us laugh. Do you know what always tickles me? They'll be in the garden, and there's quite a lot of wildlife in our garden, but what makes me laugh is you'll get pigeons that will be on a fence, okay, and our cat Doris will climb up to, you know, about, I don't know, 6 feet or a couple of panels, maybe a panel away, a fence panel away, and they will just sit there and watch, ready to pounce. But what she does is she meows. So the pigeon knows it's there. It's not like, it's almost like a warning. We think to yourself, how good are you at catching pigeons? You've actually just warned the blimmin' thing and it knows you're there, and as soon as you go to pounce, it was going to fly away and laugh at you. So yeah, lots of things, yeah. You got a question?
What did you do at the weekend?
What did I do at the weekend? Do you know what? I went in the garden, actually. We did, because I say summer's coming to an end. I think it's finished, and it's just about getting the garden, because our garden sometimes it can be a bit overgrown. You leave it for a couple of weeks, bit of sunshine, bit of rain, all of a sudden you're overcome with weeds. So I was doing the titchmarsh thing in the garden, tidying up the garden, sorting a few things out. So, yeah, that's what I did. Next question, Josh. You've forgotten it, haven't you?
What's your favourite sound?
Ah, that was the one you asked. So yeah, what was your favourite sound? Now, I laughed at this cause for obvious reasons, and I can't say on air, but I'm not the only one, because Miss in the green room also laughed as well. Your favourite sound? Well, I can tell you that honestly, my favourite sound is... I'm dishing up! That's my favourite sound. That's the best sound ever, being totally selfish. I know it's a lovely sound, hearing a little baby giggle and gurgle, but nothing comes close to, I'm dishing up. What about you? What's your favourite sound?
The sound of wildlife.
Wildlife, nice. Anything in particular?
Birds.
Birds, yeah. Not too early in the morning, though.
No.
No. What about you, Alicia? Favourite
drums.
Sound? Drums? You're right, proper noisy, you are. We like the wildlife, and you're banging your drums. Do you play drums?
Sort of.
Have you got your own drum kit?
Nope.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a drum kit on the top of that room out there. Half a drum kit, we'd get that down next week, give that a bash. What do you think?
Yeah.
Make a right racket, can we? Okay, what's your next question?
When is your birthday?
It's very nice of you to ask. My birthday is 4th of June. So I'm a lovely Gemini. What about you? When's your birthday?
July the 13th.
July the 13th. So that makes you a Cancerian. Okay. Did you know that? You're a Cancerian.
No.
Well, what are you then?
Don't know.
Well, you are. You're a Cancerian.
What's that?
In star signs, you're a Cancerian. Well, look it up.
Okay.
All right. Okay. When's your birthday, Josh?
March the 9th.
March the 9th. What's that mean? Do you know what? My old mate Shane Chessel's dad, his birthday's on March the 9th as well. That makes you a Pisces.
Yeah.
Pisces, Cancerian, and a Gemini. We don't get on with Cancerians. My mum's a Cancerian, actually. Anyway, what's your next question?
What do you do in your spare time?
I don't get any spare time. That's it. I tell you what I do in the summer, if any spare time that I get and the sun's out, I sit in the garden. I sunbathe. I am a sun worshipper. What about you? What did you do in your spare time? You must have loads of it.
Going on my iPad and talk to my friends like Andy, Mark, Jade and Ellie.
A lot of clever ways sort of gave them a mention on the show. Hi.
And Lucy as well and Robert.
Okay, and Robert. All right.
They're all my friends.
And what about you then, Josh? What do you do in your spare time?
I volunteer at the living room.
In the living room? Where's that? Is that the top of town?
Yes.
That's the little place just down from the big church?
And they've just changed the opening hours.
All right. There's a little plug there then. So what are the opening hours then? The living room's opening hours are...
I didn't really want to say in case I get it wrong.
We'll look it up, all right? We'll look it up in a mo, and then we'll take it from there. How's that? All right. Any more questions?
Yep. Do you have a best friend?
Do I have a best friend?
Yep.
Yeah. Me. I'm the only person in my life that I can trust 100%. So me, I'm my best friend. My wife's a fairly decent friend. Got one more question, Josh, or is that it?
That's it, but you've completely missed me out.
Oh, sorry. Well, I didn't know you had one.
All right,
okay. What are we saying last week? Oi!
Oi!
Oi! I haven't answered my question yet, so come on then, go on. Who's your best friend, Josh?
My best friend is Lara and Hannah.
Lara and Hannah. That's not Hannah Banana Barker, is it?
Yes.
It is. How is Hannah Banana Barker? Is she okay?
Yes.
Is she coming in ever?
I don't know.
Oh, because I kind of miss Hannah Banana Barker. Hopefully she'll come in the next couple of months. So who's your other friend? Lara?
Yes.
Two girls. Oh, ladies man. Ladies man Josh, eh? What about you? You just mentioned all your friends anyway.
Yeah, my best friend is Jade Hornbuckle, and like to say, hello, Jade.
Jade who?
Jade Hornbuckle.
Hornbuckle?
Yeah.
What a great name. Sounds like somebody that should be in that Pirates of the Caribbean movie, doesn't it? That's a character in that. Jade Hornbuckle.
Hello, Mammy. Jade Hornbuckle.
Hello, Jade Hornbuckle. Okay, should we do one more question then?
I've got more.
Go on then, do one more then.
Do you like working at the Fetish Radio?
No.
Next. I've got two.
Not anymore.
I've got two more.
Go on, do two more, then. We've got a minute left.
What's your favourite weather?
What's my way of sunshine? Got to be sunshine. Summertime. Sun's out, beautiful blue sky, 23 degrees Celsius, no wind, lovely jumpy.
Yep.
Last one? Is that it?
You missed Josh out there, though.
Sorry?
You missed Josh out on the weather.
Okay, what about you then? What weather do you like?
Sunny.
Josh?
Sunshine.
Say it. Any more questions?
What's your favourite band?
Favourite band ever, Squeeze. Greatest band in the whole wide world. Who's your favourite band?
Anything?
Yep. And what about you? Oh gosh, it's Josh.
I listen to anything.
Anything and everything. Try listening to a bit of Squeeze, alright? Cool for Cats, Slappy Tickle.
I want to like to question.
That's it, you've run out of time.
I like to say hello to everyone at Pathways Building and hello everyone in my class. Hello Jay Torbuckle, hello Felix Edda, hello my mum.
You've completely taken over, haven't you? Can I get on with the show now?
Yes.
Thank you.